Okay, today we are in part two of day three, session four, titled He Guides Us in Truth. So we're just going to jump right in and we're going to talk about how the Spirit helps us glorify God. In the beginning of John 16, 14, he said, He will glorify me. So whom will the Spirit glorify? Being led by the Spirit is for any believer who will listen. And what he speaks will always glorify Jesus. This is the ultimate assurance that what we hear is the truth spoken by the Spirit. We have studied the word glorify already, and the word glorify can mean to extol, to praise, to magnify, to worship, to give honor to give adulation, or to express one's fame or repute. So shortly after Jesus explained that the Holy Spirit's goal is to glorify him, he prayed this: Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. That's John 17:1. So we love our kids desperately, and we will do just about anything to do right by them. It's not wrong for us to want to be someone our kids can look up to. That's actually biblical. We want to be good role models whom our children can emulate. We want to demonstrate holy living that overflows from an obedient heart by the power of the Spirit. But it's easy to unknowingly step into wanting to be seen as perfect in their eyes rather than being willing to be seen as someone who must daily fall upon the grace of God, a grace that washes away our sin and shapes us into the likeness of our Savior. The Spirit wants to glorify Jesus through our lives, and our parenting perfection isn't part of the equation. I'd go as far to say that if we are forgiveness seekers and givers, pointing our kids to the grace and forgiveness we receive daily from Christ, then we have brought glory to God, just as the fruit we bear brings glory to Him. So now let's talk about how the Spirit combats the lies of the enemy. In John 16, 14 through 15, it says, For he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So this is like a spiritual inheritance he's talking about. The Spirit will declare the truth. His whole goal is glorifying Jesus and filling our minds with life-giving truth. We have an aggressive and persistent enemy who is committed to the polar opposite purpose of the Holy Spirit. He is the ultimate deceiver. I can only imagine the conviction with which Jesus spoke when he warned his disciples of the devil's deceit. I sense Jesus' holy anger over the father of lies. Without the Spirit, we stay entangled in the enemy's web of lies that keeps us from a free and flourishing life. That is why we need the Spirit of truth. My dear friend Courtney is so good at calling out the enemy's lies in my life. We check in with each other almost daily, often via text, and whenever she reads a text from me that suggests insecurities are getting the best of me, or when I share painful narratives that are running through my head about my children, she doesn't hold back. Jenny, you know that is the devil. Those are straight up lies. Then she'll shoot off multiple texts full of truth. My phone will blow up with truth to replace the lie. I believe this is what the Holy Spirit, our loyal friend, wants to do for us, but oh, so much more. He wants to align the thoughts of our minds continually with the truth of God's word. So, what specific lies do you struggle with regularly? Lies about unworthiness or insignificance? Lies about being invaluable or invisible? Lies about being an unqualified or unworthy mother? Lies about God not finishing what He started in your children? Name them here. I know a lot of times in parenting, especially mothering, we struggle with mom guilt and we feel like we are just not enough. We don't know how to meet the needs of our children. And the enemy can just really get into our heads and just have a play date with, making us feel like we are just not up to the task of being a mother. But if God calls us to it, he will equip us for it. And so, you know, he has called us to be mothers. He has made us mothers. He's the one that has given us our children. And he will most definitely equip us if we will just ask him and seek his guidance and seek his wisdom. So based on what we've discovered so far, what steps can you take or practices can you put into place with the Spirit to help you silence the enemy? Right? Go back to the truth of God's word. That is how Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness. He used the word of God, which is our sword. Okay, now check out how cool this is in John 8, 31 through 32. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You know, that is a very well-known verse, but even though it's so well-known, we like keep forgetting that truth, right? Jesus promises a freedom that cannot be found outside of him alone, the truth himself. Jesus sets us free with his sacrifice, and the Spirit guides us in the truth that frees us. The Spirit's goal is to guide us to the gospel, the good news that Jesus' perfect life, death, and resurrection have demonstrated God's unwavering love for us and secured his acceptance of us, delight in us, and pleasure over us. Unlike our enemy, who relentlessly feeds us lies, the Holy Spirit frees our minds from all the lies we allow ourselves to believe. He guides our minds to the truth of who we are in Christ and makes it real to our hearts, empowering transformation at our very core. How does this empower my parenting? Let us not forget, this is what God delights to do in our children as well. It breaks our hearts to see our children believe the enemy's lies. But let us find great hope in the Holy Spirit who is fighting for their minds too. So what lies are your children believing that are breaking your heart? And what have you discovered today about the Spirit of truth that encourages you as a parent? In closing today, take the lies your children are believing to the Lord and ask the Spirit of truth to invade their minds with the love of Christ and the assurance of their identity as his chosen children. Oh, that is so good, so good. We need to be reminded daily that the enemy is a liar and that we can rely on the Spirit of truth to overcome those lies. Guys, I hope this has been helpful. Continue to listen in as we continue in the Never Alone Bible Study, Parenting in the Power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks for listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast. Keep tuning in each week to get encouragement to confidently disciple your kids in everyday life.